This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
Here's to the freakin' podcast.
It's called a catch up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get in trouble
time. So much trouble.
Who by? Your mum? I am a little bit scared of her, so yeah, I probably should start calling the catch up. Well, it would be if she went off at me.
Yeah, she can go off too.
My mother used to threaten to pull the car over on the highway if us boys were mucking around back there. She'd go, I'll pull over and I will get out of this car and I will smack you.
You know, that's pretty standard for parents to threaten. That's not like your mum didn't invent that.
Well, we would always test it.
Okay.
And she would pull over on the side of the highway, get out, and nunchuck the living daylights out of us.
God, you guys must have been horrible.
Yeah, poor little Gina.
Mm-hmm.
It's very impressive, though, watching a skinny old Italian woman bash the crap out of three boys.
Do you know what I just had a realization?
What?
About the Pink concert.
How she's got the squirts
she's
and can't
got,
perform.
Don't say that.
And she usually wears G-strings, so imagine if she
How
has
do you
the
know
squirt.
That? How do you know that?
Whilst wearing a little banger.
How do
it's
you know
It's going to shoot out sideways.
Seamus,
like you've put your thumb over a hose and you're hosing the garden.
Stop!
And how it shoots out the side
I'm
like a
leave.
Fountain.
Do you want to hear my theory or not?
All right.
So, there'll be hundreds, maybe thousands of people going to that concert, right? She's not getting on stage because she has a gastric virus. It's super contagious. Imagine all those concert goers getting gastro.
I'm going to ask you this once, and I want the honest response. Did you hear that from a Carrie and Tommy promotional clip?
No, I didn't.
Really?
Did they talk about it?
Yeah. Here's the podcast. Congratulations, Australia. Last night, we reached a population of 25 million people.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of peeps. We're growing. We're constantly developing.
It's scary, actually, because they're saying about the population of the whole world is that we're not going to have enough jobs and there's not going to be enough money. There's like a huge issue with the population growing.
Population always gets maintained by natural disasters.
Oh, Seamus.
It's totally true.
It gave me anxiety, actually, reading about it this morning.
Really?
I was like, oh, man.
So just to put things into perspective, Australia now has 25 million people. Japan has 127 million people.
Wow. It's interesting too because Australia is actually quite big.
Well, I'm glad you said that because Japan can fit in Australia roughly 20 times.
Oh, so we don't have anything to worry about.
So just to put this again in perspective, New South Wales is bigger than Japan.
What?
So imagine if we fit 127 million people inside just New South Wales, we will still have more room than Japan.
That's blowing my mind right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Like, 127 million people just in New South Wales would be roomy compared to Japan. So they call Japan the vertical city because in one building, if there's like 15 stories, every story would be a different thing. One would be a shop, a cafe, a nightclub, a bar, a restaurant, a
hotel room.
They've
got to build up instead of across.
They have to build up instead of across. Whereas, like, for example, coming home from Hotham over the weekend, I was driving past so much countryside and I'm looking at mansions with just land.
Yeah, totally.
And so much development happening out in West Wodonga.
I know. That's just like keeps spreading outwards.
Oh, mate. I mean, we're doing fine.
Okay, so maybe let's have this discussion in another 100 years or so.
50 years.
Maybe then we'll worry.
Congratulations, Australia.
Well done. We did it.
Woo! All that vigorous mating with each other has finally paid off. Great work. And hat off to all the mothers and the women out there for harbouring children for 9 months. Couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah, and the men for helping too.
Well, what did we do?
Well, sometimes.
Well, what did we do, really?
True.
We did our business and we left.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
If I saw Keith Urban out and about in a normal place, I would just get into the fetal position and start crying because I'd be so happy.
That's not a very good way to get him on, like get a photo with him.
There's a lady that was at a service station, right? And yeah. It's really good, actually. She does, like, these pay it forward things, and she'll just randomly, like, pay for someone's fuel or something like that every now and then.
Yeah.
Feels good to do something good. Anyway, this guy was at the service station, and he was short a couple of dollars, and he was like, oh, I didn't know what to do. So she stepped in, and she was like, oh, here's my random act of kindness for the day. I'm going to get the bill, get the rest of this guy's actual bill. Turns out, it was Keith Urban.
Sure, it's the big Keith dog.
Yeah, and he was like, hey. Love somebody, love. Bloody hell, I love it. I don't even like country music, but I love Keith Urban.
I think Keith Urban is the Nickelback of country music. I think country music, I think Slim Dusty. Keith Urban? No.
He's like pop country. Anyway,
Nickelback.
So this girl was like, country. She was like, oh, my, you know, what's your name and stuff? And he was like, hey, my name's Keith. Anyway, she worked out later. It was bloody Keith Urban.
It was the big Herb Dogs.
But this happens all the time, Seamus.
No, it doesn't.
Only a few weeks ago, you saw Grant and Denya at the airport.
Yeah. And I went up to him and said g'day and good luck for the Sunday. It was just Sunday before the Logies because we chatted to him that day anyway. So I went up to him. He had no idea who I was. And I beelined for him on the other side of the airport. And he looked at me going, this guy's creepy. I said, Grant, it's Seamus. I interviewed you on Hit in Albury. And he's like, Seamus, what are you doing? Let's go to the Qantas Lounge. We'll have a couple of drinks. I'm like, sorry, I don't drink anymore. He's like, oh, that's it. You suck. And he left and he smacked a whole bottle of vodka.
Didn't happen.
It's a complete lie.
Parts of it did. You did see Grant Denyer in the airport. But I think when you see a celebrity out and about and you're sort of like, oh my God, is that who I think it is? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe
is that Michael Jackson?
Should I go up to him and say hi or her?
I never do.
Oh, no. Yeah. I saw Scott Kane in High Point once.
I don't know who Scott Kane is.
He won Pop Stars.
No, that's not worth a celebrity mention.
My friend.
He's not real.
She used to work at like a really prominent bakery in Melbourne, and she used to see Hamish Blake walking past all the time and Zoe Foster Blake.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's fair enough.
That's a good one. Who else?
Yeah. These are Australian celebrities.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't get turned on by them.
Okay. Well, 13, 12, 16, we want to know celebrities that you've spotted.
Yeah, who have you spotted anywhere in the world? Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, let's think big here.
Let's actually think big, but we will take B-grade celebrities too, like Scott Kane.
No, I've got to know them. Let's put it that way. I've got to know them. And I don't care for many B-grade, D-grade celebrities.
All right.
13, 12, 16, celebrities you've spotted. Call us. 13, 12, 16, call us right now. Tell us the celebrities you've spotted. Mm. Imagine you're going to a servo.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Keith Urban's like, oi, babe, have you got an extra fiver? Like, I just can't pay for this stick of gum.
Yep.
So this happened to a lady, didn't it, Riley?
It certainly did. And she was sort of doing a random act of kindness where she was paying it forward and she thought, I'll get this guy's bill. He's short on his cash. And he turned around and said, thanks a lot. My name's Keith. Keith Urban.
I love this.
It's kind of crazy. But you do, when you do see celebrities out and about in public places, it's so exciting. And that's why we want to take your calls on 13, 12, 16.
All right. We have Tammy from Albury on 13, 12, 16. Hey, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Who have you seen?
Mel Gibson.
That's pretty cool. That's big.
Is Mel Gibson owns some property, or he did, didn't he, in Telangana or somewhere near there, didn't he? Is that right?
Yeah, he owned a property at Kiwa Valley, so he used to come back here all the time for holidays.
And where'd you see him?
And I was working at the airport. It was about 25 years ago. And working at the airport at the time, and he was flying out to go back to America. And he came up to the counter and actually, like, I was working in the kiosk, and he wanted to order a sandwich and a cup of coffee.
That's amazing.
And was he nice? Did he use his manners, please and thank you?
Yeah, he was lovely. He was so nice. Aww. Like, he was just like an everyday person.
That's
and
cool.
I felt like a lovely teenager asking him for his autograph.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, no worries, and signed a piece of paper and everything for me. And
Awesome.
That's lovely. Tammy. Celebrities you've spotted. Now, we should point out, too, there's a couple of big celebrities that are around Wangaratta at the moment filming. Michelle's on the phone. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
You saw one of these celebrities.
Did you?
Yes.
Who did you see?
We were having dinner on Sunday night. Wasn't premeditated at all, in Wangaratta.
Yeah.
and at Lindamora, and Nicholas Holt was on a table by himself, candle lit, reading a book. It was like something out of the movie.
So who's Nicholas Holt?
Okay, so he's off X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's in a few big blockbusters, and he was also a child actor as well, done a few movies with Hugh Jackman. If you Google him, you'll know him. Yeah, super lovely guy. We actually thought we'd ask.
Oh, yeah, he's from About a Boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's it.
He's
yeah.
really good. Yeah. I like him. I actually watched a movie with him recently.
Bloody hell, that's crazy, Michelle, because I actually watched About a Boy only recently, and that's so cool. He's so good looking.
Yeah, he's a ledge.
Yeah. Oh, he's probably a few years younger than me. But,
I love that he was just reading a book like so instead good. Of like just scrolling through Facebook like the rest of us.
He looks like an artistic type too. Would have a very deep conversation with him.
He's reading Hamlet.
Yeah, so lovely. Probably. And then he, the poor bugger got attacked by a magpie and scraped his face and cut his lip.
Oh, so, welcome to Australia, am I right?
Yeah, bring table ties.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Keep us updated if you see him again, won't you?
Also, Tammy got in contact with us. She actually saw Mel Gibson as well walking down Dean Street, get this, 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Mel Gibson used to frequent the border. He loved it.
He loved it. Anyway, Seamus, we should point out too, after 8 o'clock, we're going to get our boss on the phone and tell him that we failed for our Charlie Hunnam search. And we haven't been able to find him.
But we won't give up.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
Gotta live your life, girls, for hump day. Am I wrong, sisters? 7:25. Hey, coming up after 7:30, apps that saved your life. Was it Tinder?
People are not happy, Seamus, because Mokona has apparently changed its blend of coffee, their instant coffee. Mm. And I'm a little bit concerned because I actually buy Mokona for my go-to instant coffee of choice.
Don't offer me a coffee when I'm at your place then.
No, but it's the old Mokona, so I haven't bought the new blend.
I don't like instant coffee.
Oh, get off it. You have like several hundred instant coffees a morning.
That's because I'm tired. But I hate it, and I hate myself when I do it.
Yeah,
I really
actually,
do.
You really drink coffee weird. You'll make an instant coffee, mind you, with a tablespoon of instant coffee. That's why it tastes like
two
crap.
Of them.
Oh, you're disgusting. And then you'll scull it.
Yeah, because I don't like the taste. It's disgusting. If I order a coffee, I'll be the most, like, the biggest tosser when it comes to ordering a coffee.
Yeah, you are.
I've ordered a magic.
What the hell's a magic?
A magic is this wanky hipster coffee that so many cafes wouldn't even know. I don't even know how to explain it, but it tastes amazing.
Well, you're going to have to explain it for us that don't know what it is. Why is
it's like
it so
a
great?
Shot of coffee.
Does it have a vanilla shot in it? Because they're really good.
Mm-mm. Also, macchiatos. That's a bit of a, they're a bit of a
they're
snob
a bit
coffee.
More standard. That's like a shot of coffee with a
with
scoop
a little
of
bit
milk.
Of froth.
So, come on, tell us what a magic is.
It's like the perfect amount of a shot.
How much?
A shot of coffee.
Okay.
And then you've got to put the milk in yourself.
Oh, so it's like a deconstructed coffee.
A little bit, yeah.
What is so good about that? Why does it taste better? It always tastes better when someone else makes it.
Oh, absolutely. I can't make coffee. No.
So you're saying that you love it when someone else makes it for you.
But I'll pour the milk in.
You'll order a magic, which is essentially making your own damn coffee.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get behind the counter and just make it yourself?
Because every time I do it, it's burnt. And I'm too egotistical and my pride's way too high to go, this is a bad coffee that I make. So I pretend it's good.
You're actually ridiculous.
If you think that's it, if you're confused right now, imagine how my psychologist would feel when I tell them a little bit of an insight into my mind.
Is that what you're paying your psychologist for?
To tell them about my coffee
your
order?
Coffee order.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
So Riley, Charlie Hunnam, he is on the border somewhere.
Could be listening right now.
Could be. Morning, Charles.
Hey, Charlie.
By the way, mate, we're trying really hard to get in contact with you.
Love your work on Sons of Anarchy. Haven't seen it. Didn't know who you were before you were on the border, but now I do, and you're really quite good looking.
So on the weekend, our boss, Bex, he sent us and a few neighbouring breakfast shows that he looks after an email saying, team, Charlie Hunnam is filming in your hood, carton or a bottle of nice vino to the first team to get him on.
Okay.
So we're like, right, I don't even drink, but you know what? I want the win.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm bloodthirsty for that win.
Now, we've tried a few things already this week.
Yeah, so we called up a wanger at a pub
yep.
and asked if he was there. Sadly, he was not.
Thank you, Braden for helping.
Yep. The publican then sent us over to the Woolworths over in Wangaratta at Woolies.
Yep.
So we called our friend there, Liana.
Yep, Liana's great.
She ended up getting a photo of him because he did come into that Woolies.
Well, yeah, he's been going to that Woolies.
Now, we have since gotten a tip-off via Instagram. And if you've got any clues that will help us, hit the border on Instagram or Facebook or 13 12 16, give us a call. Now, we got a tip-off to where he was staying. So, Riley, off-air, I actually called the hotel to investigate. Now, I think the hotel attendee, their response gave it all away.
Hello, Hotel Motor Inn.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks. How can I help you today?
My name's Seamus. I work at the Borders Hit 104.9 in Albury. I do the breakfast show. And we are on the hunt to find Charlie Hunnam. And we've been tipped off that he is staying at this hotel. Can you confirm or deny that that is true? Blatantly hung up on.
What?
Blatantly hung up on me.
Is this your first day of school? Because you don't tell people that you're in the radio or the media because people don't like that.
I should have pretended to be a movie producer.
A movie producer, anyone, literally anyone else but the media, because they've probably been instructed not to let the media...
Yeah.
But,
you know. Look, I've completely stuffed it up, and we don't really know what to do now, but next, we're going to give our boss, Bex, a call, and we're going to be like, mate, what should we do now?
Yeah.
Panic at the Disco, it's Riley Rose and Seamus. Good morning. Now, the investigation continues to get an interview with Charlie Hunnam.
Lead star of Sons of Anarchy and very good-looking man, great actor as well. We don't even want an interview. We just want him to say something on our show.
Something because our boss, Bex, he's basically said, look, guys, carton of beer or a bottle of wine to the first breakfast team that he oversees to get him on wins.
We don't even want the wine. We just want to win.
Now, he joins us now because we're actually at a bit of a dead end. Because I called up the hotel where he's staying and they hung up on me.
Yeah, so we give up, Bex.
So Bex joins us. Hey, man.
Well, that's a great attitude to have, guys. Good morning. Big fan of the show.
Oh, thank you very much. So what do we need to do here, Bex?
Yeah,
we tried everything.
See, folks, this is what managing millennials is all about. They try two things. They throw their little plastic shovel and their bucket out of the sandpit and they give up.
Yeah. We just want someone to come in and do it for us.
Yeah.
Can you just get it for us?
No. The challenge was to you and a bunch of other teams who are pretty close, I might add.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Really?
Who's close?
Yeah.
To get Charlie on the show. So, look, you guys know, and I'd never say this to them, but you're my favourites, right?
Yeah, of course.
I'll give you a tip. Just remember what we want out of this. We want some Charlie. Be it a photo, be it a recording, be it a hello, be it something signed, preferably something on the show.
Yeah.
If you know where he's staying, why are you bonehead still on Swift Street?
Yeah. So
we don't want a...
It's not going to come to you.
This is our place of work, and we don't think...
He's not partial to the coffee at Canvas, and so he's going to, come all the way from, from a Victorian location for a little bit of a walk and go, I might pop into that radio station up there and then knock on your door.
All right. Well, what's our limit? I mean, can we really go hard so we get a restraining order here? Like, are we going full stalker?
Mate, you guys are bound, of course, by the commercial radio codes of practice. However, if I were you, I would be heading to wherever he is because from what I've seen on socials, from what I've seen, around the traps and what I've heard from my friends in the industry, he's a very approachable, lovely guy. He's not the type, he's not a Noel or Liam Gallagher. He's not going to give you a don't argue and march off. So if you can be in the vicinity of where he is, in small towns, as we know, we talk, then that's going to put you in good stead to get yourself Charlie Hunnam and, of course, get yourself the famous glory that comes with it.
So what you're saying is that we need to go to Wangaratta. That's easy. That's easy enough.
Fine.
All right.
I mean, it's not that far.
Let's do it.
It's spitting distance.
It's just in there. There are mass evacuations from Wangaratta as a result of your statement. But look, guys, that's what I'd be doing.
Is this class overtime?
Yeah. Are we clocking in for this or what?
Oh, millennials again, everyone. You give them the opportunity to meet the guy that was so hot he turned down being Christian Grey.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, are you going to pay us extra?
All right. Well, thanks, Bex. We well and truly get the message. All right.
Just put in the timesheet anyway.
We'll be putting it in. Oh,
all
yeah.
right. Thanks, Bex. We're going to Wangaratta.
We're going to Wangaratta. Let's all make right. it happen.
Yep.
Stalking style.
Yep.
We're going to be like a crazy ex-girlfriend stage 5 clinger.
Yep, absolutely. Until we find Charlie.
We love it.
Get up with Riley Rose and Seamus.
Now, Riley, it came out in the news only recently
mm-hmm.
that something like 38% of Australian drivers, they eat while driving.
Yes.
Now, that's actually legal. It's mm-hmm. not illegal to
no.
eat. It's illegal to be on the phone, not hands-free.
Apparently.
So, Riley, you can't even reverse park.
No, I avoid reversing at all costs.
Well, I've wanted to put you to the test for so long, so I've come up with a little stunt.
It's the world's most legal driving stunt.
So, Riley, I'm going to... It's just like, really, every mum would start their day like this. They've got to
yeah.
get breakfast in. They've got to be communicating to their husbands or to their work, telling them they're going to be late while
yep.
dealing with the baby, putting it in the back seat.
Yeah, they got to reach around to the kids
yeah.
and give them a little tap if they're misbehaving.
Yeah.
There's a tap. There's a tap.
What happened in your house? So, Riley, now, we have to be legal here. So, I want you to use my headphones.
Okay.
These earpieces
yep.
to go hands-free.
All right.
Plug it in now to
yep.
the phone.
I will.
Now, I've
Have
also...
Have you used these? I...
Absolutely. Full of earwax. Beautiful. Hey, you remember? You're a mum, so it doesn't matter.
What?
I don't know why. You wouldn't care.
You've got your earwax in my ear.
You wouldn't take the time to wipe the earpods. Just put them in. Now, I've also got...
Seamus, there's something gross on them.
Yeah, that's probably my
Give
earwax.
Give me the tissues.
Hey, also... Hit on Instagram. Hit the border on Instagram. We are live videoing right now. You can see Riley attempting this. Just
I'm
put them in.
I'm going to throw
Riley,
up.
Just get over it, will you? Grow up. Put them in.
This is so crazy. There's actual earwax in there.
It's not okay. earwax. It's gold. Here. Also, here's a hash brown.
Yeah.
And here are the keys to the hit car.
Mm.
Now, Riley, take your headphones off and put the earphones in
okay.
because I'm going to cross live to you now.
All right,
take
let's
the,
go.
Take the keys. Take wait. Okay, now.
I can do this, okay?
Right.
I can reverse.
Riley, I'm going to talk to you on the phone. So put everything in. This is what I mean. It's hard, mate. No. What happened to the headphones? You just unhooked the jack.
I can't put them in my ears.
Wait. Oh. This is already a disaster. You haven't even left the studio.
Bye.
Okay. Riley's connected. This is the world's biggest legal car stunt. Hit the border on Instagram. We are live videoing right now. Will she be able to reverse the car into the spot whilst eating a hash brown and talking to me?
I'm on my desk.
Well, we need to go to the ad, so please hurry up, Riley.
Hi,
babe. Saying hello to everyone. All right, we've got to go to the ads. Will she make it? It's after this on Hit.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
Now, Riley's not in the studio. She's actually down in the car park for this, the world's biggest legal car stunt.
It's the world's most legal driving stunt.
So 38% of Australians actually eat takeaway while they're driving. Now, we've got Riley down in the car park. Hey, Riley.
Hi. I think someone's about to take my spot, so we need
no.
to do this now.
Okay, they're not allowed to take your spot. Oh, my gosh, that'll ruin
my
everything. Now, Riley, in order to approve this via legal, I've had to actually, if you break anything, it's coming out of my pocket. So,
oh my God.
You're on hands-free, you're talking to me on the phone, just
yeah.
like mums would do every morning. You're getting your breakfast
yeah.
in, having a hash brown.
Yeah.
Now, you've got to reverse, which you
yeah.
can't do, you've
yeah,
got to reverse the hit car into the vacant spot.
I'm actually really nervous now. If I have to reverse somewhere, I just don't park there.
All right. Well, tune in live now via Instagram. Hit the border on Instagram to watch Riley's attempt. Riley, take it away whenever you're ready. Go.
All right. What do you want me to do here? Do you want me to...
I want you to reverse into the car park, the vacant car spot. How are you going there?
All right. I'm eating.
You're eating. You're nibbling away.
Reversing.
Now, remember, if you...
The guy's beeping.
The guy's beeping. Well, he can wait, mate. Now, remember, if you bump anything, work ain't paying for that car. It's coming out of me pocket. Did you just crash?
Sorry, no, I
did
didn't
just
crash. I'm just getting really, like, close to other cars and... Oh,
I can hear the beeping.
Uterus.
Riley, you're lucky. Oh, no. When it's a constant beep like a heart has stopped, you stop the car.
Oh.
Tyson, which way do I turn the steering wheel? Help me.
Hit the border live on Instagram to check out Riley. How many points, turns has she going to have to make to reverse into this car spot?
Am I close to something?
How are you going, Riley?
Oh, my gosh.
Have you actually parked into the spot yet?
No.
How many?
I'm trying to straighten up.
Okay.
I'm trying to straighten up so I can just reverse straight into
Easy.
It.
Easy. So this is what, your fourth attempt?
No.
No, first one. All right.
I haven't even eaten the hash brown pretty much.
Oh, my gosh. You've failed already, Riley.
Oh, my gosh, Jamie. I'm so sorry. I just hit your car. I'm not joking. I just tried a tiny little nick on your car. I'm so stuck.
Are you serious?
I'm so stuck.
This is completely backfired. I had to make sure.
Tyson, what do I do?
I put in a risk assessment for this. And I was like, she won't hit any cars. I've got faith in her.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to go to Oh, it looks like it doesn't look like a dent. It just looks like a tiny scratch.
All right. Well, you know what I mean? Hurry up and park, Riley. We've got to go to a song. We're going to Moves Like Jagger. Hit the border on Instagram. Check out the live video of Riley. Do you think you'll be up here in the song, Riley? By the song's over?
Sorry, I can't talk to you anymore.
Okay, thank you. Moves Like Jagger. It's Riley Rose and Seamus on Hit.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.